With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Millions of Americans are under some form of severe weather threat this morning.
The National Weather Service's Storm Prediction Center cites an enhanced risk for severe weather today from Texas to South Carolina.
You have to be so careful not to step on nails.
Valerie and John Bernhardt of Columbia, Tennessee, picked through the splintered remains that had been their home. Retired pastor Walter Schell says he, his wife, and their two dogs headed for the basement when he received a tornado alert by phone.
Me and my wife stayed about 4 inches.
I mean,
it went around.
I'm Jennifer King.
In Jerusalem.
Never again is now.
Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu repeating his pledge to crush Hamas. He refuses to rule out sending the Israeli military into Rafah, although President Biden threatens to withhold more military aid from Israel if it goes into Rafah. And now some faculty members are taking up the anti-Israel cause on American college campuses.
On Thursday, UCLA faculty and staff held a campus rally calling for the school to disclose its investments and to divest from all military weapons production companies. The call to start disclosing and divesting is being heard on college campuses across the country, and some schools are disclosing. But Ty Gregory, CEO of the Jewish Community Relations Council, says disclosure will just lead to calls for divestment, and he says that risks harming Jewish students without actually changing the course of the fighting in Gaza. I'm Donna Warder.
And anti-Israel encampments at MIT, the University of Pennsylvania in Philadelphia, and the University of Arizona are among the latest to be dismantled by police. On Wall Street this morning, stock futures higher. The Dow futures are up 93 points. NASDAQ futures ahead 76 points. This is SRN News. Some good news for the Southern Baptist Convention.
According to the latest polling data, baptisms, worship service attendance, and small group participation at SBC churches all increased last year. The report from Lifeway Research does indicate that overall membership declined in 2023, but at a slower rate than before. The SBC remains the largest Protestant denomination in the U.S. with a membership of just under 13 million across nearly 47,000 congregations. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A federal judge says abortion advocates can push ahead with lawsuits against Alabama's attorney general over his plan to prosecute people who help women travel to another state to terminate pregnancies. U.S. District Judge Myron Thompson has denied Alabama Attorney General Steve Marshall's request to dismiss the case. Marshall has suggested that anti-conspiracy laws could be used to prosecute those who assist with appointments or referrals for abortions out of state. This is SRN News. All of a sudden, it seems that some House Democrats are very concerned about border security, or the lack thereof.
The party now argues that Democrats in competitive races can run on fixing the border while painting Republicans as obstructionists for rejecting the Senate's bipartisan border deal. Republicans passed a border bill in the House last year, but the Senate declined to take it up. Republicans currently have a 217-213 majority in the House, and the fight for control over the chamber is seen as a toss-up. Meanwhile, Senate Democrats are teeing up a plan to hold a new vote on the bipartisan border deal, which failed in February, while the Biden administration is considering its own actions. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
They don't know what's been sickening and killing pelicans in some coastal California communities in recent weeks. Wildlife conservation officials say well over 100 of the birds have been found to be anemic, dehydrated, or weighing only half of what they should. In Newport Beach, among the California communities, witnessing that troubling phenomenon. More details at srnnews.com.